there is nothing stopping them from doing that. I mean, you could effectively had a motion controller in your hands with a visual output on the screen in front of you. I mean, you are effectively holding a steering wheel with the accelerometer now, aren't you? It's in the gyroscope.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
steering wheel.
So your iPad becomes, let's say you're doing a driving game, you've got the driving game in front of you, a la standard modes, you know, Mario Kart, or that kind of stuff, where it's just a car on a screen. But then what you've got in your hands is the steering wheel, and the iPad to the screen outputs a steering wheel functionality with paddle changes, with hot buttons and that kind of stuff for accelerator and brake. And then the screen just displays the output of you driving. It just displays the game as you would get in a standard.
It could be your Nintendo Wii and your Microsoft Kinect all in one.
Yeah.
How many iPads are you going to see going through plate glass windows now?
Yo, no, mine's Ellis's. Sold. It's gone. I've already tweeted Andrea, who got me my last one from Miami, and said, any chance you could send me one over on the 11th. She walked into the store for me on day one, picked one up for me, and then walked straight over to the UPS store and stuck it in the post to me, and I got it on the Wednesday. But by the time I get it, mine's going to be available over here, so I don't think it's really worthwhile. I didn't save much.
Now, there's still going on and on about GarageBand. But what I started to say earlier was, my experience with these iOS screens is that there's a noticeable delay. Like if you ever try to write with handwriting software or a doodling application, you see there's a delay. And back when I first tried a drum application, I guess it was my iPhone 3G back then. Maybe if they've gotten better since then and I just gave up on it, but there was a noticeable delay from the time that you tapped to the time it registered that sound. So I wonder if they've changed something to make it more a faster tap recognition.
Could be.
Yeah, to have that less latency issue, yeah, that they did have with that. And a lot of that might have to do with that dual-core processor that's going to be on board now. That might fix that immediately.
Ah, good idea.
What's going on now? Has it stopped, has it?
No, it's still going, mate. You're just walking away. As we said, pricing...
The van's working.
Pricing in the States showing is exactly the same. Weirdly... iPad UK, if you look on the tab for iPad UK, it shows you the US pricing, etc.
They do that quite often, though, don't they?
They're not showing a UK price at the moment. If you click on iPad on the top bar, it takes you to the US page and shows you the US page, but it doesn't show you the UK page with a price.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but I want a white one. It looks really sweet.
I don't know myself. I think the white border is a bit distracting.
Me too.
Yeah, I disagree. I agree entirely. I think the black border is far superior. I don't know why you'd want
a white one. Good, there'll be some in stock left for me then.
Yeah. There are teenagers everywhere going to be spending time making music with this thing. Tiny Vox in the chat room suggesting that the next Jimi Hendrix may pour lighter fluid on it and switch set it alight. Anarchy, love it.
Has defined an entire category and has then been completely redesigned in such a short period of time.
Who's that?
It's Johnny Ive.
What's he talking on?
That they've already posted their little product announcement video.
Oh.
Yeah, highly unusual of them to do midway through the presentation.
Yeah.
They're showing...
Play it, let it run. There's nothing else interesting going on here.
iPad 2 really builds on the success of the original iPad. It's a third thinner and up to 15% lighter. It has an all-new dual-core A5 chip, which is up to twice as fast with up to 9 times the graphics performance. We built in a front-facing camera for FaceTime and photo booth, and a rear-facing camera that shoots HD video. And we've been able to
do all
of this.
In the presentation, they're only showing the video anyway.
Up to 10 hours of battery life.
The iPad 2 really is defined by the display. There are just no distractions. By reducing what were essentially 3 surfaces to 2, we got rid of the structural wall around the perimeter of the product and eliminated the edge. It's not only more comfortable to hold, but with the breakthroughs we've made with unibody engineering, it's rigid, sturdy, and even more precise. While the back of the product is made of durable aluminium, we wanted to figure out a way to protect the display without compromising the iPad's size and weight. So rather than developing a separate case, we created a cover at the same time that we were actually designing the iPad. The two are made to work together. It attaches magnetically, it aligns perfectly, and it's just as easy to remove. When the iPad detects you've opened the cover, it immediately wakes from sleep. And when you close the cover, it puts it back to sleep. You can also fold the cover to create a stand for typing or watching a video. And the microfiber internal lining was even designed to help keep the display clean. There are 10 colors, 5 in polyurethane, and 5 in a beautiful aniline dyed leather. We're constantly working to refine and improve, to simplify, to make something thinner and lighter, and yet at the same time, increasing its functionality.
And I'm moving back to the UK.
Camera. We brought FaceTime to the iPad. It's everything you love about video calling on the iPhone 4, but better.
Do you know what's really bad here is the fact that they haven't really increased the price of them. Because if they had, mine would be worth an awful lot of money on eBay now. Because the price is the same. The old ones are going to be dirt cheap soon.
Wait, say what?
Because these things are, they haven't increased the price, it means that the old ones are going to be dirt cheap on eBay. So you're going to get nothing for selling it. Whereas if they'd have put the price up significantly, you could have, you know, you'd have made a killing on your old one. You'd have paid for it, got it back just as much as you paid for it.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculously fun. With the new rear-facing HD video camera, iMovie is just a natural on the iPad. The display is so big that there's plenty of room to edit your video. And when you're done, your movies look awesome on the big, beautiful display. GarageBand is an absolute blast. You can use your own instruments, or you can just use the touch instruments that are built in.
Ooh. Okay, so wait, they've got a guy with a guitar, electric guitar, running into a little device, which I assume already is on the market, called the Jam. Looks like a little guitar to USB, or rather guitar to dock connector adapter. Do you guys know about that already?
No, I know about the iRig, but not...
Yeah, the something Jam from Apogee. I see the Apogee name. Apogee Jam.
Mm. Just use the touch instruments that are built in. And those are integrated so well into the iPad that as you tap harder, it plays louder. It just reacts to what you're doing when you're playing.
I think
guitar,
you're about a minute ahead of the actual video at the presentation.
It's just amazing. You don't have to be a musician to use it. Just open it up, start tapping away, you're making music. Recently, we added new ways to share the content on your iPad. With AirPlay, you can share movies, photos, and music right to your Apple TV. And now we're adding video mirroring. Just connect your iPad to your HD TV and it'll mirror exactly what you're doing on your iPad in any orientation and in full 1080p. We've done things with this iPad that we never could have done before. And it's because there's a lot of new innovation driving it.
It starts with the new dual core.
Oh, I bet I know why it's 1080p. It's because when it's in portrait mode, that means that it's, 1175 mm-hmm. pixels tall? Is that right? So that would be closer to...
No, the screen is only 1024 by 768.
Okay. Okay, so 1024. So I guess they figure that's closer than if they had just done 720, then they'd be downscaling it. So maybe we can assume that it's just, matted in there at full resolution when in portrait mode.
That's added a lot more speed.
They only mentioned the 1080p when they said HDMI though.
Sending email.
So it's got to be for output. They only mentioned the 1080p when it was for output. So it's got when they were talking about HDMI. So it's got to be for output. It is outputting at 1080. That's for sure. I would have said. The logic here is they only mentioned 1080p when they were talking about the HDMI cable. So that's saying they're outputting at 1080. So you've got to be able to put 1080 content on there and it'll downscale it for the purposes of playing it on the iPad itself, and then it'll push it out at full 1080 if you play it through. Now, whether they then translate that into a third-party experience with gaming is a different question, but it's definitely coming out at 1080.
Yeah, I agree. And that sounds like they had to do it because every other tablet, Tegra 2 and everything else is supporting 1080p video out through HDMI.
Would that be them playing catch up a little?
So, what?
That would be them playing catch up just a little, maybe.
Yeah.
With AirPlay, you can share movies, photos, and music right to your Apple TV. And now we're adding video mirroring. Just connect your iPad to your HDTV,
Steve's
and it'll mirror
stage.
Exactly what you're doing on your iPad in any orientation and in full 1080p. We've done things with this iPad that we never could have done before. And it's because there's a lot of new innovation driving it.
It starts refresh with the new dual-core A5 chip. That's added a lot more speed to things you do every day, like surfing the web, sending email, and multitasking. In fact, it's up to twice as fast. But the place we've made the biggest jump is with graphics, with performance that's up to 9 times faster. You'll really notice this in games and apps that use a lot of video. And for the first time, we've built a gyro into this iPad. That gives you very precise control in multiple dimensions, and it allows us to really measure the orientation of the iPad in space. These new components and features add all kinds of possibilities when it comes to apps. And even though we've boosted the performance, we haven't compromised on battery life. The new iPad still gets a full 10 hours, and that's a major achievement in a design this thin.
With all that we've added to iPad 2, thinner,
got a question in the
design,
chat room here.
Amazing dual core.
Do you think that the reason that camera was missing from iPad 1 was because iMovie wasn't ready?
FaceTime?
I think it was missing.
iMovie wasn't ready.
I think it was missing simply because they want us to buy this one.
They always said, didn't they, that they reckoned that the output, when Steve showed the iPad, they saw a little tiny hole in the center of the front screen that looked like it should have been for a camera. And there was always a suggestion that the front one, you know, that the iPad should have come with a camera and never did.
Yeah, and who would have thought that we'd see a big update in form factor before we saw that slot be filled with a camera?
Yeah, because that's where you figured the 1A thing was coming from. That, you know, the 1A thing would be, well, we're going to put a camera and a gyroscope in. But
now, here we go. Here's a little bit of a... reading the tea leaves. Their video ends with the phrase 2011, the year of the iPad 2. Do you think they're telling us there won't be an iPad 3 in 2011?
Definitely. Because this is not a music device, so it's not going to sit with the September event, is it?
The September event, it's just like misinformation, isn't it? That they've had so many leaks and so forth. I think they've just decided to put a bit of misinformation out there, and there we are. They were saying, oh yeah, the iPad 2 just gonna have like a slight design change or maybe a bit faster, but it's obviously a totally new iPad, and that's gonna be with us for another year, I'd say.
I'm really disappointed about the lack of a Retina display if we're really not going to see one now for another 12 months.
Steve's thanking the people that helped and got them stand up for a round of applause, and he's also saying thank you to their families. The support that they give us allow us to do what we do. They make it possible for us to work our tails off. So that sounds pretty final.
Yes, okay. I'm thinking no more one last thing.
Now, Steve looked thin. Steve looked thinner than he'd looked before there, and I've got to say, there's a bit of me sitting thinking that they've told Steve he's got to go because of the shareholders, or Steve said, I've got to go because of the shareholders.
I don't think so. I don't think it's anything to do with the shareholders. I think he's deeper than that. He's if the man knows something we don't know, and you put so much passion and love into a company, you would want to, you know, if it is the last one, maybe, then you'd do it, wouldn't you? He doesn't have to worry about the money so much. Maybe he appreciates what the other shareholders are thinking and so forth, but I don't think that's his driving concern. I think his driving concern is the passion for his company, and that's it.
Mm. I agree with that.
Go ahead.
I feel he's there because he wants to be there. You know, that's how I see it.
Go ahead,
Eric. Some interesting
Eric.
Quotes. It says Steve Jobs put up his famous technology and liberal arts intersection sign. And he says, it's in Apple's DNA that technology alone is not enough, that it's technology married with liberal arts, married with the humanities that yields us the result that makes our hearts sing. A lot of folks in the tablet market are looking at this as the next PC, hardware and software done by different companies. And they're talking about speeds and feeds, just as they did with PCs. Apple's experience says that's not the right approach. These are post-PC devices. They need to be more intuitive. Software, hardware, apps need to intertwine in a more seamless way than they do on a PC. We think we're on the right track with this.
Why?
Well, it's good on him. Surely that's the reason we all love Apple. It's not just about the money. It's not just about the speed or the numbers or anything else. It's about the ethic, isn't it? And this idea of technology meeting art is what driven Apple since 84, really, isn't it?
I think the thing you can definitely say here is that without a doubt, the event that they've shown today is clearly not about making the money, because they could have turned up today, shown a gyroscope and a front-facing camera. People would have gone, but it was us hyping it up. It wasn't them. And they'd gone out and had bought the new iPad, and then they could have brought out something later in the year. Damn sure it worked. And they haven't. They've come out with something that this is a leap forwards, is it not?
It is. And I think it's also, it's them saying that they had to do this because they know good and well that there's more competition than there was a year ago, a lot more competition. But they've done the right thing. We've got a dual-core processor. I agree with Eric. I'm a bit disappointed in the lack of that Retina display, although maybe the reason why it's not there is they had to keep that price down to the $499 mark so that they still can be very competitive in the market. And I think by keeping that price point, that's why this one is going to outsell the rest of the other brands. They just cannot get to that price point. And the credibility is there, the stability is there, and I'm impressed. I'm impressed today, more than I thought I'd be.
Quick round the houses, thumbs up, thumbs down. Troy?
I think this one will be a winner, yeah, sure. Everything that Kyle just said, I think this one's going to take off, and I think they exceeded the expectations with the dual-core processor especially.
Eric?
Thumbs sideways, because I don't know. It kind of seems like they're telling us we will never see a Retina display in this calendar year. I think that's very unfortunate. I think that would make the device absolutely sing. It would make me buy one immediately, versus with this one, I will not buy this. Fascinating thing. The biggest, I was also really hoping and really expecting an upgrade to iOS that gave it some flashy new interface changes. We got zero of those. iOS 4.3 is, I think, the least interesting iOS upgrade they've ever done. Incredibly few features announced, and it's coming in March 11th, so it doesn't have room to grow. That's going to be it. And I think it's interesting that they talked about a twice as fast dual core CPU and 9x graphics performance, and seemed to demonstrate nothing. I don't think they brought up a game developer. I don't think they brought up any kind of program.
Games was conspicuous in its absence.
I'll say, yeah, they did nothing to show us what they plan to do with that extra fast hardware. I don't know if that's to say that something better is coming down the line, or we'll have to see what is done with that, or if they're telling people, you know, this upgrade is just to get the specs in line with our competitors, but we really don't want developers developing exclusively to these dual core CPUs yet, because we want to keep the installed base of iPad users happy as well.
Stores back up just quickly before we move on. Sorry, Kyle. Price for iPad is showing. It's the UK store is still showing the old iPad. That's really weird. 612 is showing the price for the old iPad. They're not showing the new one at all as yet in the UK store. And presumably, if the price stays the same in America, it's going to stay the same here. So $329 for the 16 gig, $399 for the 32 gig, and £612 for the 64 gig. But that's the UK store is not showing iPad 2 yet. It's been down the same as the US store, but now it's come back up the same as the US store. It's not showing the new version. Interesting. Kyle, your prediction. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, I think thumbs up, although I'm in the slightly disappointed category. I am happy to see that dual core processor, though. I think that's what keeps this very competitive, and I think it's because of the name. People will still go to this. They'll look at the features. They'll realize the platform is stable, And I think it'll be another success. Will it be as successful as the first one? I don't know. Maybe. But I think a lot of people are pretty happy still with their first generation iPads.
Comment from the chat room here from Dave saying, personally, not that excited about it. I felt the changes were logical. Nothing really new and nothing particularly that was unexpected. Interesting. Will, your comments?
Well, mine, at the end of the day, it is a computer with a glass sort of touchscreen interface, and that's it, isn't it? I mean, that's the end of the, that's it. So, I mean, so you use this thing functionally, it's better than any other computer I've ever used. And so this new iPad 2, it's faster, it'll do more stuff, support more applications, do more, it'll aid your productivity to a certain extent. But really, I mean, it is, let's not get carried away. It is only a computer with a glass screen that you touch.
Mm.
And what do we expect them to do? Make it circle, make it a triangle? I mean, it's great.
Make
it's
a sandwich.
Great. Yeah, exactly.
No sandwich, I would say.
Sandwich, is it? So,
eye toaster.
I think what they've done with it, the key things, really, I suppose, that people criticised the old one was the camera and the thickness and the weight, wasn't it? And also the speed is just a natural evolution of any computer platform, isn't it? But they've addressed the main things, and as always, design-wise, it's absolutely beautiful. So, for me, British Mac, a great big thumbs up.
Good man, good man. Comments that are coming through on Twitter, I've sent out the question, what do you think? Martin Kropp says thumbs up, definitely. Daniel says thumbs sideways. I wanted a higher resolution display as well. Not much benefit other than the camera and the speed increase. Fair point. So I'm surprised at that. I've got to say there's a very mixed response there from the chat room, from you guys, and from Twitter. So I would have said that was winner chicken dinner. I thought they've, you know, if you're going to come to an Apple event. I was sitting there waiting to be thoroughly disappointed, and I wasn't.
Let's look at it, because I have some thoughts on this. And by the way, two interesting things that I just saw on the apple.com/iPad/specs. First of all, that design that suddenly appeared on Mac Rumors and everywhere just a few days ago this week, that has, it was like a flatter back iPad with a little speaker grill at the bottom left of the device. And everywhere I saw that posted said, this is probably not the next iPad. They all said, what the heck, we're throwing it out there, but we really don't think this is going to be it. That's it. I'm looking at Apple's site. That's the design that we saw that was leaked. It is that. I thought that was interesting. And the other thing, the gigahertz, the dual core A5 chip is 1 gigahertz, whereas the I agree this is probably not doesn't really impact the speed compared to the Tegra processors, but most of them are like 1.2 to 1.5 dual core. So just on numerical specs alone, that's a bit odd that they chose to stay at 1 gigahertz, but did double it up.
That does seem, yeah. The original iPad that you thought so that's the one that Will saw.
Yes, the one that you predicted. That you all took the mick out of me and said, no, that's wrong. It is. You see?
British it doesn't have the 2 on it, though. It doesn't say iPad 2.
What? How do you know? Have you seen the back?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Has he got the 2 on? No, it hasn't got the 2 on.
No has 2.
It? So I did say they wouldn't put a 2 on the device.
One thing I just noticed, one of the Twitter chaps said, UK Apple Store currently has old iPads at £100 off each model.
Is that, that's not, no, they're not £712 normally.
I don't know, I'm just sort of repeating to it.
iPads currently showing iPad 1 in the UK store at 329, 399 and 612 for 16 to 64, which is the price that they were this morning.
Ah, fair enough.
I was looking towards the bottom here. I noticed the box has also been redesigned, a bit iPhone 4-ish in a way. It's got a side view of the iPad, and it just says iPad on the side. Just a big, plain white box. So no more front-facing view like we've seen with the old one.
Yeah. Don McAllister might just dib in here for a second. Apparently there's been a bit of a shuffle on MacBreak Weekly, so I've just sent him a message asking if he wants to dial in and have a chat. Sorry, carry on, guys.
I have something to say, I guess, while you're doing that. So I don't know. I might revise my thumbs sideways to a thumbs down, because when you look at their website, you kind of realize that the excitement of that presentation, even though we were reading it in tweet form, basically, is kind of a whole lot of nothing. I know that what I predicted was we'd see two cameras, speed bump, and iOS update. Well, we got two cameras and a speed bump, but the iOS update seems like a gigantic nothing. If you look at their page, their preview page for iOS 4.3, these are the only features they put up there. First of all, AirPlay enhancements, which according to that description, basically brings AirPlay up to the level that we all thought, hoped, and expected it would be when it was first announced, meaning it can use other apps and can stream from other apps and other types of media. They boosted Safari performance. Wow. They just made it a little bit faster in Safari, and that merits the slot 2 on their iOS update list. iTunes home sharing. You can view any movie, music, or TV show that is on your Mac or PC wirelessly over Wi-Fi in your home via iPad or iPhone. A lot of us have been doing that for years using third-party apps. iPad side switch, customize the lock tab on your iPad. That merits slot 3. Or I guess that's slot 4 that's on their list slow. Of iOS features.
And that's a huge winner for me, though.
But surely this isn't about an operating system. This is about new hardware and the applications that operating system, that hardware will support. The operating system can be updated at any time. You wouldn't want to dilute a presentation with both an operating system update and the new hardware. The operating system update will, of course, come. But what's the rush? You know, it's a great piece of hardware that runs a great OS anyway, and these new applications that it supports are going to be brilliant.
I've just got a tweet back from Don McAllister saying 2 thumbs up. fanboy unashamedly. Well done, Don.
Well, honestly, okay, so I think just enough for the GarageBand feature, and this is purely talking from a musician's point of view. I love that feature about it. That makes me want to get the new one. I mean, the also the added feature of having iMovie on there. I think it's great having a bigger screen to edit it on. And I am surprised about the dual core processor. I think it's the right step in the right direction, and they kept the price at the right price. Because if they went up on this thing, there's no way they would sell as many as they did last year. And they may not. I mean, given a lot of factors, economy may be one of those. And people might, again, just be happy with their first iPad. But this at least gives you an incentive that, yes, I can upgrade. We'll see what happens with the OS, because we all know that's still always an ongoing development thing. I am disappointed, though, that we didn't see more with 4.3, to be honest. But here's hoping to September.
I think Eric's on the money there with 4.3. 4.3 is a turd rolled in glitter. It's just not. There's nothing there that's. They could have been 4.2.1, surely.
Yeah, by comparison, these are the features that came out in 4.2: multitasking, folders, AirPrint, AirPlay, Find My iPhone, Game Center, iTunes TV show rentals, improved mail application, and much more. I mean, literally, to have the only page for this be we made AirPlay what you thought it was when we told you last year. We added who but Apple turns a JavaScript engine boost in their web browser into the highlight feature of an operating system update? They've done this with iOS and with OS 10.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, Apple's the only one that can get away with that and make it sound good.
It's true.
Even to me, honestly, though, the best thing about the entire event, Steve was there. It was good to see Steve there.
I'm sorry to go. I mean, I'm not normally very cynical, but I've got to say I'm extremely cynical about him being there. If you take a medical leave of absence, you only turn up at that kind of event for the purpose of the shareholders. Unless, as Will suggests, you know, the guy's going to croak and he knows it's his last event.
I didn't say that.
Well, I thought that's kind of the... I paraphrased you, admittedly.
Did he pause at the end and say, goodbye, everybody?
No, he didn't look tearful, but... Right, now there's been a change to the on the UK website. No, that's the I'm getting confused here between the UK site. Sorry, I thought there was a. I got excited then for a minute. No, but I think he's there for the he's there for the shareholders.
Also, to call personal hotspot for iPhone 4, one of the tentpole features of iOS 4.3. I mean, the only difference there is. It doesn't require a USB cable. It now is over over Wi-Fi. The we already saw that with the Verizon iPhone 4, which for some strange reason won't be getting iOS 4.3 anytime soon. They said nothing about the Verizon iPhone 4, and it's merely a feature that every Android handset has had, or not everyone, but Android devices have had this feature for the last like year and a half.
I think tentpole's exactly the right thing because it's rigid and nothing flows. I mean, we've had tethering here in the UK for a long time now with the iPhone, and it is an absolute dog with two tails. It is absolutely pointless. The data speeds that you get, even in good coverage areas, are ridiculous. I did a test with my Vodafone dongle a year ago with enabled tethering on my iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS. And it was 0.7 down and 0.07 up, while my 3G dongle from Vodafone was doing 4.3 down and 1.2 up, in exactly the same location.
That's the carrier, though, right? You're not, or are you saying that's the iPhone's fault?
Well, exactly, it's carrier. But the point is that both of them were sat with full bars in a 3G area, so they were identical. So something was crimping the signal, whether it was O2 or whether it was the iPhone itself. And trying to pair it for the purposes of a MiFi was a pain in the arse as well. My 3G dongle, my 3G MiFi that I've got from the 3 network here in the UK, I get 20, for £20, I get 15 gigabytes of data transfer, and I get 3G speeds up to 4.7 and 1.5 up. I could do the upstream for the Bagel Tech shows on what I get from that MiFi. That's how good it is. And there is no way on God's earth that the iPhone 4 is going to manage that when it can't even hold a signal for a piece of voice at 80 kilobits a second. Surely.
Just check
by the way here.
Hello?
Yeah, go on.
We're all afraid to talk. I think three of us started at the same time. Go ahead.
Mine was just a random comment. I just looked on the bbc.co.uk and the top red story within seconds is Apple launches second iPad tablet, which is pretty amazing because the BBC is probably one of the most respected and popular news channels or websites in the world. Mm. And
yeah,
one other technology company could make bang number one or boom number one within 10 minutes.
And that's actually not, amazing about that.
And actually,
it's
not
amazing
doing
about
enough.
That. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, and quoting, you know, going on Eric's paraphrasing here, and actually not do enough. They haven't done enough here. They've not impressed people. They've not got a thumbs up from everyone across the board. There's a very mixed reaction on Twitter. Yet they still get the prime slot with the most downloads instantly on the BBC website.
Which, of course, is why they called it iPad 2, because if they called it anything less than that, news people, they know that the news picks it up because they know that with a headline, including the phrase iPad 2, they've got reader eyeballs.
I think it's a good upgrade. I think it's worthy of the moniker 2, and I think it's worth having as the next device, and they've clearly jumped ahead of the rest of the market. Whether it warrants the kind of frenzy that's going on around it, I'm going to agree with Eric here. I don't think it's up to that kind of volume.
Well, you know what, Ewan? I think the only excuse they have for calling it iPad 2 is because it's a slightly different form factor.
Processor?
Well, the interesting thing about I think it's very interesting and telling that they've. I mean, I've been scouring their website for the last like 20 minutes here now, they have not a single example of how the dual core chip is in any way a benefit, because I think they don't want to they don't want developers to start writing to it specifically. They want to keep those last generation iPads running and feeling just as speedy. I think the dual core chip is
they've obviously kept it out of the 4.3 beta, surely, somehow, then, because that would have come out before now. People would have gone through the 4.3 developers' notes and made some comment, surely, about a dual core processor, because that would have to be referenced in it, surely. They've deliberately.
I think one of the coolest things still that's kind of hidden is the HDMI output. And it makes me wonder,
but they've done
since
with
the
it.
AirPlay thing now. Well, with the AirPlay thing now, if you can stream that from your computer to your iPad and plug it into your TV, what's the point of Apple TV?
I can't, because the Apple TV sat there, it's always on. I mean, I've got three of them sat around the house. You know, it keeps Ellis happy and that kind of thing, but I just don't get why go on so much about HDMI. Why give us that HDMI connector and talk about the 1080p output and then not say anything about what you can do with it? If all they're doing is saying, well, iMovie can then output a 1080p so you can watch it on your big screen TV and it'll look nice. Well, hell, there's better things to do than that. There's a ton of stuff that could go on with that, and they haven't said whether it's enabled or not. You know, the gaming issue's got to come out. I mean, we've all sat there, and we've all agreed that the absence of gaming is conspicuous. It is the elephant in the room in that presentation, surely.
No, not really. It's boring. Gaming gets boring. I mean, they talk about bloody gaming every single...
But we're not talking about your personal preferences, Will.
He's right, Will. I mean, gaming for the iPad is one of the biggest sellers of it.
Yeah.
But it might be. But every single iPad and iPhone presentation has featured gaming in a huge way. So instead of doing the gaming thing, they moved on to something else. It's not a personal preference, although I do find the gaming thing a bit boring. But at least they've moved on to something that's a bit more might be of interest to other people other than gamers. You know.
I think there's something so suspicious that we'll either see another shoe drop and figure out what they didn't want to say quite yet about the gaming and graphics enhancements. I mean, one of the biggest sellers of iOS devices is gaming. And they've always talked about how that, you know, they're thumbing their noses at Nintendo and Sony for how they've dominated from out of nowhere the gaming market, thumbing their noses at Android because they don't have a fraction of the games that they have on iOS. And yet they come out with a dual core CPU and a 9x graphics performance boost, and they say nothing about what you can do with it. That's very un-Apple.
It is.
But if you want to get super cynical, consider this. This iOS 4.3 update offers not one feature that jailbreakers haven't used for the last 2 years.
You know what's funny about this, though? We're sitting here going on about, we didn't see this. We don't like that. And granted, yes, I kind of feel the same way. But didn't we do the same thing with the first iPad? Oh, it's just a big iPod Touch. This thing won't sell. And they sold 15 million of them.
No, this thing's going to be hotcakes come March 11th. Like I said, the iOS event, the South by Southwest, the Austin, Texas Apple store is going to be absolutely block to block with people trying to get hold of these things.
I just think
I'll,
that
I'll, I will tell you though, I never saw that white one coming. I saw the rumors for that night. Thought, they hear dual core.
Hang on a second. Whoa, stop. Stupid. Stop, Troy. Stop. Hang on a second. Say again, Eric. Sorry, man.
Oh, I said I never saw that white one coming. I saw the rumors and the photos of the supposed bezel a few days ago, and I'm like, oh yeah, right. That is just so stupid.
That was like spray paint or something.
Troy, you were saying, mate.
Yeah, I thought, oh, that just came off some cheap Chinese assembly line or someone mocked it up in their garage. That can't be real. Oh, and by the way, so if you go to their apple.com/iPad, right, the four quadrants of their main highlighted features, the fourth one is iPad smart cover. The little flap that covers the screen. That's feature number four of their most highlighted features of iPad 2.
Yeah, but it is pretty cool, dude. Troy, you were saying, mate.
I think that they're really gearing this towards the consumer, because the average daily consumer, they hear dual core processor. Okay, that aligns with everybody else. 9x performance boost. Well, that's great. Now TweetDeck can really go screaming. I don't think they're looking as far into it as we might. So I think the average day consumer, this is probably right up their alley. Just the fact that they have the camera and the iMovie, that sort of thing. You know, just fun stuff. They're not probably looking to hammer on it like we do.
Mm.
Or make sandwiches with it.
Right.
I think it gives people the confidence now to buy an iPad, whereas they, perhaps from their out of their own design, or maybe it was a mistake, made people hold off and say, well, we'll wait till what they see. So, I mean, they at least got that going again.
Is the bigger part of this the longevity then? The fact that they've actually got, you know, that they've clearly leapt ahead now. There's some buffer there with the dual core processor that gives them the ability to say, right, we are ahead of the game and we'll be ahead of the game for a while. So you can buy this iPad with confidence because other people are playing catch up still.
Yeah, I think they compete specs wise now with the other guys. And look, let's also talk from a consumer point of view. Let's talk people who don't know anything about the operating system, who have no real concept of why a strong ecosystem of apps natively written for the device is of any use to them. They just want to read a newspaper or read this browser on their tablet. And they go to the store and they're talking to the sales guy. They're looking at the Zoom versus the iPad. Well, okay, the Zoom is like $200 to $300 more. Same performance now. No software, my point was, if you look at the raw specs, the iPad is now cheaper, thinner, lighter weight, longer battery than any of those other ones. And combine that with the Apple brand name and the comfort that, newbies have, that there's this huge ecosystem of apps and helpful people, helpful users, a community of users, friends, family, and coworkers who all have this. It's cheaper. Why not buy this? Why would the average customer buy an Android tablet right now? They shouldn't.
I agree with that. I agree with that. It's the price. To me, they kept the price in the right place. That's going to make this another success, in my opinion. As successful, again, I don't know. But another form factor is that it's an Apple product. And there's something about when people, oh yeah, I own an iPhone. I own an iPad. I've got a MacBook. People like the average consumer likes. Let's just be frank about it. They like flaunting that I own an Apple product. And to me, right there, that the price and it's an Apple product makes it a seller.
It's absolutely a status symbol. It's like saying I drive a BMW.
Yep.
I'm just watching the iOS 4.1 event from September, trying to find a bit there on gaming. Because I'm sure there's one of those where they mentioned that gaming was kind of the thing going forward. And Steve Jobs looks significantly healthier than he did today, most definitely.
Mm.
An awful lot better.
That's not good. Actually, you know, Apple's playing a double game. They've got it going both ways. It's their brand recognition is like saying I own a BMW because it's sleek and cool and somewhat is often considered more expensive and a premium experience. But at the same time, it's also like saying I own a Honda Accord or a Toyota Camry, because it's also like considered the best value, middle America, mid-range, everyman device.
Mm.
High value. It's the economy thing as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look through the WWDC event, because I'm sure there was something in one of these where it was saying the gaming platform.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've always highlighted. I mean, here, you know, here they haven't even really done anything with Game Center yet. They showed nothing about that. There was a rumor based on something that the developer of Angry Birds said just yesterday that they thought he was going to go on stage and talk about the new iPad today. What do we think about this, guys? Not a mention of Mobile Me. Netflix app has been the
number one most downloaded. Yeah, no Mobile Me, no cloud. No cloud-based. That's interesting. And that could come in September, though. That could be this work up to September. You know, the music events, iTunes is usually mentioned, and there's something going on with that. So It is interesting. At the same time, I'm kind of waiting for September on that one.
That's interesting. I would not have expected September. I was right there with, I think, most people who thought it was going to be this spring. I guess they might wait till the new iPhone this summer. But the rumors, I thought, were really strong that we'd see a Mobile Me announcement today, and we got zilch.
Art and copy. It's kind of a counterpart. No, what we got today was a better Apple product, and because we're fanboys, slightly disappointed. You know, like any fanboy out there today is probably sitting there going, "You gave me almost everything except that damn Retina display." And I'm with you, Eric. I really wish the thing would have had a Retina display. But the only reason why I think it doesn't is because I don't know if they can keep it at that $499 price point. Netflix iPhone
application. Here we go. This is the bit from the presentation at WWDC. This is from WWDC last year. This is the bit where Steve talks about it as a gaming platform and brings out the guy from Zynga.
Next up, Zynga. Zynga is a remarkable phenomenon. And let me have them explain it to you.
WWDC is in June,
Mark
right?
Pincus, yeah, yeah. CEO of Zynga.
So he brings him out and they talk about the whole Wii Rule thing, Wii Farm thing. Thanks, Mark. About how it's the gaming platform for the future.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, they've always made a huge
Apple
deal about games.
Having us here today, we're really.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's funny about a game center too. You know, game center to me is. How often do you guys use it? I don't, actually.
I usually deny a game's request to use it. I'm like, no, forget it.
Yeah, but we're old.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm old and grumpy. Game Center, that's for kids.
Let me just play my game, blast it.
There's a couple of comments coming through on Twitter here. Mark Sunner, who was on the Mac Show last week with us, not a really biggie. For me, iPad 2 is a thumbs up. They had me at GarageBand. I wish there'd been a Retina display, but that was this, I guess. You know, it's all to do with the money. And then another one's come through. Someone's made a quote. I think Apple will make more profit on the smart covers than Motorola, HP, and RIM combined will make on their tablets next year.
More profits on the what?
On the smart cover than Motorola, HP, and RIM will make on their tablets.
That'd probably be right.
Ouch.
Here's interesting.
No, I don't
guys.
Know. I'm not on board with those smart covers.
Oh, they are cool with the way that they clamp on with the magnets. That's pretty special.
I don't know. I want a case, honestly. I'm old fashioned. To me, that's a screen protector right now that looks flimsy. I don't know. I have to see one in person, but right now I'm kind of impressed with it. I think it cheapens it.
Flimsy. It latches on magnetically. I think that's a must have. But here's interesting, guys. I'm looking at the accessories page. It looks like they have done away with the keyboard connector, that keyboard that had a built-in dock connector.
Oh.
They now only offer the iPad 2 dock and the Apple wireless keyboard, but no combo device.
Ooh.
They really want you to buy this... this new little case, then. I think that's kind of what they're saying. Because if you have the dock, then you may not have any use for this. With this, you buy this, it props it up, you use the wireless keyboard.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I guess that really obviates the need for a dock if you've got that case that stands it up. I mean, as it should. The idea that you should charge... Well, I was going to say that saves you money, but I guess paying $80 no. for a flap is not a whole lot better than paying $40 for a dock.
This is Apple. You don't save money with Apple.
No.
It's definitely a luxury class.
Definitely. No question.
Well, you know, we say that, and then we look at other tablets, and they're beating them on price, so.
Well, those are idiots.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing that gets me is they're obviously getting components somewhere for these things. The components, okay, the A5 chip is significantly different, but some of the other components are not significantly different. An aluminium housing is an aluminium housing, and aluminium's not cheap at the moment in the world. And then you look at the MacBooks and the aluminium's carved out, so that we'll grant them the extra price on that. Then you look at the Mac Pro, and the Mac Pro has got components in it that are twice the price of the current market value, and they're the same components. So how the hell are they manufacturing stuff that's damn near custom in the iPad and making it cheaper than everyone else, and yet they've got the, you know, the Mac Pro, which is 2 to 4 times more expensive than everyone else, when it's actually got standardized components in it?
Maybe that's where they're making it up.
It's called being humped.
Maybe they're...
It's called being humped, surely.
I think I have an answer to that.
Go ahead.
If you recall that famous conference call crash, or conference call that Steve Jobs crashed and read a prepared statement at the end of last year, he made it very clear. He said something like, Apple has, he was saying that when he was describing 7-inch tablets and the BlackBerry Playbook and other tablets as being dead on arrival, one of the reasons he cited was that Apple made very strategic investments that got them very low prices on a lot of those components, like the displays, the glass, and the flash memory. And he said they take a lower profit margin than for their other products. And he said they are able to get cheaper prices for the manufacturing because they build it all and they don't just use off-the-shelf components from, you know, just overseas suppliers, and they throw them together in a box. So, you know, we all kind of said, oh, you know, they're just saying that to keep their stock up. But maybe they were right. For all the reasons he cited, maybe that's why they can offer the device that much more cheaply. However, on the Mac Pro side, Mac Pros are almost exclusively sold to business customers. And whenever you're selling to business, you're selling to people who spend money to make money. It's an investment. So they're much less price conscious. They buy a very high-end computer, which by the nature of it being high-end and 12 to 8 cores, your idea of what it should cost kind of goes out the window. And they load them up with twice as expensive fiber channel cards and triple monitors and high-end GPUs. And it's almost exclusively a non-consumer device that they can get away with charging more because it just gets, it's a write-off, it's an investment. And because that's maybe strategically one of the ways they can make up for their lower profit margins on their more popular handheld devices.
Okay. Good point.
Right, chaps.
Yeah, I think we should call it quits there, because that's been a real fun time.
Yes. Thank you. And it's so almost 4 a.m. here.
Yeah, sorry, man. I forgot about you.
No. What are you going to do with the audio? Are you going to do the...
Yeah, I'll stick it out as a podcast. I'll bounce it down now and shove it out straight away.
As the just the chat, or the I thought, well, what does everybody else think? I thought the post bit was as the stuff was coming out, I don't know. What do you think? Do you want to just do the post bit, or are you doing the whole thing, or what are you going
to
do?
We could even include the decision as to what to put out bit.
I think it's great. I think we just put it all in. It's one big giant outtake.
Giant outtake, lovely.
The giant. That's the title right there. Then the giant outtake.
On a wall.
Question on Twitter: has the internal memory been increased? Good question.
Never know, do you? You never know until you get them into your hands, I suppose.
iPad 2 internal memory is... Oh, looking through the tech specs, the chips there, nothing.
Boo!
Not even mentioned.
Not mentioned.
Maybe there isn't any. It's a joke.
There's that cloud base we're talking about.
Not even mentioned on the site. Well spotted. Yeah. Not a thing.
Meaning it's probably the same.
Unchanged.
Well, I hope it's the same.
There you go. So all you're getting is the extra processor. You're not getting any more crunch power with it. Gyroscope's in there, but there is nothing mentioned. The chip is a 1 gigahertz dual core A5 custom design high performance low power system on chip. It's saying system on a chip. So is that saying that you got the processor speed in there and you've also got the RAM on board?
That I don't know. I mean, I know they've always called it a system on a chip, but I don't know if that includes the RAM or just the CPU, GPU, and video and I/O.
I would have thought it'd be cheaper if the RAM's separate, wouldn't it, to make?
But it's not mentioned.
Yeah, I think on the chip on the same die, you only need the cache, the high speed cache, and I think RAM is usually separate whenever they say system on a chip, but I'm not sure.
I'm just going back to the English website because we've got the benefit, of course, of having the old iPad 2 specs, the iPad 1 specs on there. But for the life of me, I can't see tech specs. Here we go.
By the way, Troy, I was gonna tell you, thanks for wearing a tie for the occasion.
It's very good, yes. Very
well, impressed. You know, I mean business.
Okay, that's interesting. on the tech specs for the iPad 1, it doesn't mention the RAM either, though.
By the way, guys, we all assumed that 1080p video output meant it could output 1080p video. Apparently not. On the TV and video part of the specs page, it still lists 720p as its maximum supported video resolution. Disappointing.
That is disappointing, yeah.
Oh, the thing's garbage now. Throw it away.
It is. It's a dinner placemat. It's a what charger plate for your dinner, and that's it. Nothing more to
it's a hot plate.
Yes, exactly. Let it get warm at that A5 processor, and it'll keep your scrambled eggs warm. Right,
okay, we'll rest my coffee there, cup chaps. On it and keep it nice and warm.
Thank you very much for coming along. It's been a fun evening. Where can we get a hold of you just to finish off, Troy?
Over at my website, thetroyking.com, and on Twitter at thetroyking.
Thank you. Mr. Lanigan, quickly.
Eric.com. Eric Lanigan.com. So that was too quick. ericlanigan. Twitter.com/Eric Lanigan.
Thanks, mate. And Kyle?
Twitter.com/Kyle Swagger. Swagger with 1G. Simple place to do it right there.
And finally, Mr. Will Green.
www.britishmac.com.
Good man. Thank you very much. And on Twitter at BritishMac. Final thought for the day is... We may not know what the memory is. We'll have to wait till the guys from Will It Blend find out.
Set your iFixit pages to refresh.
Will It Blend. Right. Thanks so much. See you soon.